After a roller coaster season, the NBA wrapped up its finals last month, and Major League Baseball held the World Series as well. Meanwhile, we're in the midst of both the college and professional football seasons, and college basketball starts next week. With all of the major sports trying their best to keep playing, we thought it was a good time to check in on how the various leagues are handling the safety of their players, coaches, support staff, and of course, fans. To get some insight, I talked to Jonathan McGinty from the local sports website Beyond the Trestle. Welcome back to Athens News Matters.
Thank you.
First of all, can you just give us an overall update on the specific procedures the NFL has in place to prevent outbreaks of the virus among professional football teams?
Well, it looks like they're going to really crack down as we hit the home stretch here. The NFL is not playing in a bubble like the NBA and the NHL was, so they're traveling a good bit, which means you may have low case counts here, and you're going to go to a place with high case counts. Minus a bubble, there's really only so much you can do. But what the NFL is trying to do is get to that finish line. And I think having the universal mask wearing for everybody during practice is a step in the right direction. They're going to go to virtual meetings. They're not going to be able to gather in the big rooms like they used to. They are going to double their testing during the week. They're going to try to do more testing so they can get ahead if somebody is at the beginning stages of having the virus, they can isolate them.
What about the idea of limited attendance? We've seen that sort of all over the place too, right?
Yeah, from what I can gather, it appears to be, particularly in the NFL, a state-by-state, sometimes even city-by-city ordinance. So, for instance, like the New England Patriots, the regulations in Massachusetts do not allow for there to be any fans in there. I saw something with, this is in college football, but Notre Dame, they employed the services of some of their statisticians in their academic departments to develop a pattern for seating, which would minimize spread. And it wasn't everybody stacked up in one row. It was they're scattered about more organically.
Well, you mentioned college football. Can you explain just roughly some of the differences we may notice with regard to specific procedures?
The policies for what they're wearing from a protective standpoint appear to be, I don't want to say uniform, but they're all following CDC guidelines. There are various masks, they're doing the distancing, they're doing everything that you can do to the best of your ability.
Well, let's move on to basketball quickly. What effect is COVID going to have on the next NBA season? I feel like we just got done with it, but now here we are. We're getting ready to jumpstart the regular season.
They're going to move away from the bubble, at least in the beginning. To me, they're starting a little earlier than I would like for them to. A lot of it, I mean, it's revenue, and I understand that. They're going to start December 22nd so they can have their slate of Christmas games because they sort of own that day from a sports perspective. And, you know, I think they'll probably, if they have any fans, it'll be that 20% or less. They'll adhere to what Georgia announced today in college basketball where, you know, you're going to have to wear a mask the entire time you're inside the building. And I think they capped it at like at 1,600, which is about 10% of what segment. So the interesting thing to watch with the NBA is it will be the sport that is ongoing real time while widespread vaccine distribution is rolled out.
Well, quickly, how about college basketball? I know the NCAA announced their intention to have the entire postseason tournament played in one city. How's that going to affect things like seeding and then the regular season?
This, I think, is the right approach. It's going to be, again, basketball is going to be tough because it's an indoor sport. And if you're minimizing travel, if you're able to keep teams in hotels, that's going to be to the benefit of everybody. I think it's going to be a challenge because unlike the NBA, where they played a end of a regular season and then, you know, seven-game playoff series, you might have a team they could lose in the first round. So you've made all this effort to go to Indianapolis, adhere to the protocol, then come back. It's
right.
Beneficial for those teams who can play long-term, but it's going to be a one-and-done for a lot of teams, and that's going to be a challenge.
Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thank you.